Okay, today I'm going to be showing you exactly how to make a woman obsessed with you. A lot of this is going to be stemming into front-end game and making sure that you can psychologically hold the leverage to the point where you are the man that she fantasizes about, you're the only man that she wants a relationship with, and you're literally the man that she thinks about day and night. I'm going to be showing you how to do this step by step, and I want all of you to take notes because this is some serious high level game that took me over 10 years to figure out and actually construct for myself. Now, here's a fair warning. Please do not use this for evil. I want you to only use this with the dating companions that you genuinely could see yourself with, because this is some high level verbal play and psychological moves going on. Now, after this video is over, I want you to go down below, check out the link in the description. I made a totally free presentation for you called MBT. It stands for Masculine Behavioral Techniques. I can show you advanced techniques that you can use in your dating life to get results at a way quicker pace and to make sure that a woman never pulls away from you ever. The first thing we're going to cover is the prerequisite mindset and the prerequisite steps leading into this. So what you have to know as a man is you not caring or you not wanting her in the first place is the ultimate form of high value. This is the ultimate form of attraction. Women only want what they can't have. Women only want the man who's unattainable. Women only fantasize about the guy that they don't know if they can have. And because of that, you not caring or wanting her is the ultimate form of high value. Now, women only look for men who demonstrate real discrepancy in sexual market value. That discrepancy in sexual market value that shows that you have options is only obtained by you truly not caring about anything. So when you do this, she feels like you are qualified to be with her. Now, she never wants to feel like she is on the pedestal, because the second she feels that way is the second she will exit. So women only fall in love and become obsessed with the guy who does not want them, and never the guy who does. If you end up being the guy wanting her, if you end up being the guy who's chasing a relationship, if you end up being the guy really desiring her on an intimate level, she will run away from you faster than ever. She will literally run away and just run into the distance, and you'll never see her ever again. So what you're gonna come to terms with as a man, as you grow and as you develop, is that mutual feelings of love truly doesn't exist. This is something that a lot of men were preconditioned to believe from early age or childhood. And you think that mutual feelings of love exist, but it truly doesn't work that way. Love is a one-sided game of leverage. The person who holds the leverage is typically the person in the psychological power position. The person in the psychological power position is the one being adored by the other, and that person naturally falls in love. That is how a relationship works. One person is typically at the advantage, the other person is typically at the disadvantage. This is why if you see married couples, they typically don't really like each other that much, or it's typically the man who loves the wife way more than the wife actually loves the husband, and there's typically no connection, no relationship actually going on, and they just coexist mutually. So without further ado, let's dive in. Step one to making a woman crave you and fantasize about you and obsess over you. Step one, on the first couple dates, you need to demonstrate massive indifference. I do not give a single fuck what any of the other content creators telling you about having good chemistry and flirting and developing this great first date by showing your intent and all that bullshit. Women only want what they can't have. So step one, on the first couple dates, you need to demonstrate massive indifference. I don't give a shit what anybody else is telling you. You walk in there like you've already had multiple dates in the past with other women at her current level of attractiveness, and you go in there like this is an average, everyday, common occurrence for you. So on the date, here's what I want you to do. Like I said, I don't give a shit what anybody else is telling you. On the date, you need to go in and you need to make it as bad as humanly possible. Why would you do this? Because every single guy and their dog out there is literally trying to make it the best date they've ever had for the woman. They try to give the woman this amazing experience. You go in there and you try to make it as bad as possible, and here's why. You want to invert all of the advice that you've ever heard, because every single man has heard all of the same advice about making a good first date, making a good first impression, and leading, and all this shit. Women don't care, and women only want what they can't have. So you need to invert all of that advice that you've ever heard. When you go in on that date, the first thing you do is you don't want to focus on her very much. So focus on your food, focus on your drinks, focus on the scenery around the room. So like what I like to do is I like to look around the room. I like to really make it seem like I don't care if I'm there or not. And you want to seem uninterested in the conversation. Okay, if you're uninterested in the conversation, what the woman's going to do is she's going to question if she's beautiful enough for you. When she questions if she's beautiful enough for you, she tends to fall in love. So you want to seem uninterested in the conversation. And then what you want to do, especially if it's the first date, you want to put a time limit or a time restriction on your time. So leave the first date super early. Get in and get out of there in 20 to 30 minutes max. You want it to feel like it's super short. You want her to feel like she hardly got any of your time. You want her to feel as if she doesn't know if she's ever going to get to see you ever again or not. So leave that date super early. Be in there for 20 minutes and you get in and you get out. But when you do leave that date, there's a specific formula to use. You don't give a hug goodbye. You don't walk her back to her car and tell her that you had a great time. You literally just leave. So don't give a hug goodbye, just leave. Okay, so I show as little intent as possible. I just say, all right, I'll see you later, or it was good seeing you, and I walk out the door. I go my separate ways. I show as little intent as possible because I want to appear as the pretentious prick who's extremely hard to please, and here's why. By you walking her to her car, you are literally giving care, you are literally giving emotional support, and you are literally giving potential care and safety towards that woman because you're making sure that she arrived at that destination. What I can tell you is this, that is demonstrating a level of masculinity towards that woman or towards that companion, which shows intent, and that naturally will show that you care. Here's what I can tell you. Women withhold all of their femininity until they are typically in a relationship. And even when they're in a relationship, they typically don't even give all of their femininity towards that guy. Here's what I can tell you. You don't see women showing up on first dates, making a great meal for you and being super feminine. So in that case, you withhold your masculinity and you reserve it for the woman that actually shows she's going to invest in you. Far too often, men demonstrate masculinity by leading and by showing they're a good guy and showing that they can protect and that they can provide. I try to show that I'm not giving you any of that because you haven't earned it yet. So what you want to do is you need to make sure on the first date or the first couple dates, you are qualifying her and you are making sure she is in the frame where she's going to need to consistently earn you if she wants to see you. The reason being is because love, like I said, is typically a one-sided game of leverage, and women only respect and women only admire and women only love what is hard to obtain. We are making you seem like you're a catch. Stick with me because the other two steps are really good too. Now, after that first date, she's probably going to call you or text you and tell you it was super crappy, or she's going to tell you that was the worst date I've ever been on, and she's gonna say something along the lines of like, I can't believe it was so short, or did something go wrong? Did I say something? She's in a reactive state. If you have her in a reactive state, that's a very good position, and I'm going to show you why in just a little bit. But to take this one step further, some of the women you're going to date are going to be super regimented, so they just will naturally default to their own strategy of not reaching out to you first. Here's what to do. Step two, over the next couple weeks, you want to still reach out to her and you want to initiate some sort of contact from time to time, but this is the most important part. You do this while stirring drama. The reason why you need to stir drama is because women gravitate towards emotional tension and emotional chaos. So this makes her fall deeper into love. So here's what I mean by that. If you left the first date super early and you made it seem like you only had like a 3 or a 4 or a 5 out of 10 interest level, she probably will get mad. She maybe will even call you after the date saying how bad it was. Or if you try to text her, she's going to reply and say something like, oh, you think you can just leave really early like that and now you expect me to still want to talk to you? But you have to look at their actions, not their words. By her even replying to you in the first place, she's getting more invested. She's giving you more of her time. She's giving you more of her energy. I don't give a crap what those text messages say. I am only looking at the paragraph length. The longer the paragraph, the more time she spent typing. The more time she spent typing, the more she cares. I don't give a shit what any of the words say. I'm looking at her investment level 24/7. So she'll probably get mad. She'll even call you post-date saying how bad it was. This is really good because now you have her in a state that is reactive and it's emotional. When a woman's in a state that's reactive and emotional, you have to know that this is the tension that creates the state of arousal. So typically, women only sleep with men that they kind of hate in some way, shape, or form. Like, they hate that guy, or they hate his behavior, or he's like the bad boy. So she wants to try to sleep with him to win him over, to hopefully change him, to hopefully think that she can get him to be a little bit softer, and then she can get him more emotionally weak. But then once you do that, she leaves you anyways. So this is good. You have her in a state that's reactive and emotional. So you have to know that if you have her in this state, this is a state that creates arousal and feelings of sexual tension. That tension is going to make her desire you more. Taking this a step further, okay? What I like to do when I'm texting the woman back and forth over the span of a couple weeks, keep in mind this is going to take some understanding of female nature, because I can't necessarily fit all of the little micro steps in. You just have to stick with me here and understand female nature. When you're text messaging the woman, what I'm doing is I'm looking for opportunities to text these things. I say things like, whatever, or I'll say things like, oh, typical coming from you, as if I know her. Or if she will say like, oh my gosh, this is the worst date I've ever been on, I will literally say, don't give me all that BS, right? Don't give me that. Or I'll just put, don't give me that. I'm trying to create some sort of drama or create some turmoil, and here's why. If you create drama and turmoil, she's now arguing with you. Who do women argue with? Women argue with their boyfriends. Let that sink in. If she's willing to engage in argument with you, she's literally becoming more emotionally invested towards you. She's wanting to change how you think, or she's wanting to change your perception. That's a woman's whole strategy, is seeing if she can get you to bend and break and change. The problem is since most guys are so textbook, cookie cutter, wanting to be Mr. Perfect, wanting to show how amazing they are, they get looked at as a weaker option. I want her to look at me as the worst possible light possible, so hopefully she looks like the mindset that she has me in is like, here's a fine piece of rough real estate that needs to get developed. I got some raw land, I got some raw dirt. By the time I dig in that excavator and I start backfilling all that land and I start landscaping it, oh, I'm gonna have a big mansion. I want to be looked at as a rough around the edges piece of work that she has to try to doctor up a little bit. So if she's arguing with you, what does that mean? You need to take that a step further and look. Women argue with their boyfriends. Now she's starting to like you. So what I'm doing when I say these things like whatever or typical or don't give me that BS, I'm acting like it's her fault that I wasn't interested on that first date. I'm like, oh, it's pretty much your fault because this happened and that happened, and I will just start saying things to make it seem like I'm really hard to please because I'm the royal prince or I'm the pretentious prick that's really hard to obtain. This is like the whole game in a nutshell. You can do this at any age, any height, any income level, I don't care. This is how women fall in love. Now, I'm acting like it's her fault that I was in this mindset, and the reason why I'm doing this or how I learned this is I actually learned this from women. I noticed that if women would cheat on a guy, they would make up a bunch of excuses why he wasn't emotionally invested in her in the right ways, and she would try to convince that guy that it's his fault that she cheated. So women are masters at this. They will just dance around the questions and make up a bunch of things to convince you that you did something wrong, even though she knows that you didn't. So now step three happens. I want to embed a specific narrative in her head, okay? The narrative that I want embedded in her subconscious is something like this. Well, he didn't really like me much at first, but then we kept seeing each other and I slowly won him over, and now I kind of think that he kind of likes me. Say that with me one more time. He didn't like me much at first, but then we kept seeing each other and I slowly won him over, and now he kind of likes me, I think. This is the important part, I think. It's not about, oh yes, he really likes me. It's about, oh yes, I think he kind of likes me, which makes her want to earn your approval even further. So most of you have no idea how much a woman will actually tolerate when she likes you. You have no clue. You have not seen this probably to the level that I have seen this. I have basically documented my entire dating life and everything that I've experienced on this channel. I am showing you exactly how women behave when they are dating you. Most of you have no idea how much women will actually tolerate when they like a guy. I'm going to tell you this because it is completely opposite from how you were probably raised. It is completely opposite from how you think. It is completely opposite from how you were told women act and what women actually respond to. They are not as delicate as you think. They are not as soft and as sweet as you think. And they are not nearly as sensitive as you think they are. If they are sensitive, it's only for a short moment while her emotions are raised. And then as she goes back to baseline, everything's normal again. So they are not as sweet and soft and delicate and sensitive as you think. Far from. They are super, super emotionally strong. They are super emotionally oftentimes resilient to any sort of tension or turmoil. And they lean into that tension because it stimulates their emotions. And now they feel like they're watching a newest episode of their favorite reality TV show. So this is great. They want their emotions dragged basically through the mud like a movie. And this is why they leave good men. Because when you are Mr. Perfect, when you have all of the right boxes checked, you're so boring and you're so predictable that now she wonders what the other side of life would be like if she had a different man. So keep this in mind. If you kind of go about this narrative this way, if you guys are intimate, or you guys end up, let's say, sleeping together, all you have to do at this point is just desire no commitment. You act like you're not interested in a relationship. You act like you don't really care if you ever see her again on a date. And the less you communicate outside of the bedroom, the better. And you're going to notice it typically takes like 2 to 3 months, and then she's going to be texting you all the time saying, when do I get to see you next? Or the funniest thing is, here's when you know you really have them hooked. When they're even seeing you on a date, or when you guys are hanging out together, they will literally be asking you when they get to see you again, or they will be saying things like, oh, can I see you in a couple days on this day? Even though they're right there in front of you, they're already trying to set up the next date, even though they're in the middle of a date. That's how you know they are completely in love. And this is how you step by step do this, so that way the women want to keep seeing you. Obviously, you're going to notice this is extremely like high level psychological ways of acting. You're going to also notice that like a lot of this is what women do naturally. Let's actually look at why this is so important, because women do this naturally. Most men just don't say it. You not caring or wanting her is the ultimate form of high value. This is what women do. You text a woman to set up the date, and she says, oh yeah, maybe, or she says, oh my gosh, I totally forgot, but then she goes out on a date with you anyways. She's trying to increase her psychological perceived leverage. Women already do this from the get-go. On the first date, you need to demonstrate massive indifference. This is what women do. Women go into the date saying, oh, you know, I'm gonna make sure that he's right for me. I'm going to make sure that he qualifies to me. I'm gonna make sure that this guy kisses my ass. If he's not Mr. Perfect, like I see on social media, I'm not gonna give him a chance. Okay, that's exactly what women do. Then if you look over here, what you wanna do is reach out while still stirring drama from time to time. This is what women do too. They will text you things like whatever, or typical, or yeah, okay, or they will roll their eyes and give an eye-rolling emoji. All of this stuff they do to make you feel like they don't like you. And what they're really trying to do is undermine your own attractiveness. They're trying to keep you unaware of your own worth. And then last but not least, the narrative in her head where you are the guy who desires no commitment, this is what women do, because what you're going to notice is if a man tries to commit to them, or if a man wants to actually have a relationship and build something with that woman, they just leave and exit anyways. So this is basically all of the stuff women already do. So if you use some of this stuff, what you're going to notice is they oftentimes cannot handle having their own games played back at them. And you will typically just keep attracting women because they are playing the movie in their head. You are now the reality TV show that she wants to keep watching, which means she's going to keep seeing you. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.